it's going down. Worst come to worst, my people's come first. You know worst come to worst. All right, it is the download, 720 WGN, and you know the music. It's time for the worst, 312-981-7200. This, of course, a segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. That's right. We've got a couple of prizes tonight. We've got the a pair of tickets to the Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo.
Ooh.
That's good. That's nice. Actually good.
That's all the best things.
Yep.
That's all
the best. We got the things. Indoor weather station. We got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. We got a lot to give away for you just to complain. Indoor weather station.
Is that something Tom Skilling is...
It has nothing to do with Tom Skilling, but everything it has makes you to do with feel Tom like you're Tom Skilling.
Oh, okay.
Good. It's that kind of thing.
That's got to feel great.
Yeah. It really is. All right, let me introduce our panel tonight. Chris Churchill is here. Comic, also a long time trolley driver.
I am the Rick Grimes of Chicago Trolley and Double Decker Company.
I don't even know what that means, but that's great.
20 years. I'm the only one left.
He's got Sketch Revolution at Under the Gun coming up here. Also, some other projects. We'll get to them all tonight.
Absolutely.
Chris, thanks for playing.
Absolutely.
Amy Sumpter is back. Sup? Amy, good to see you.
It's good to see you as well.
Amy, stand-up comedian, and longtime member of the Cates, which is up at the bookseller in Lincoln Square.
Boom.
The Beastie Boy cover band.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all she's sorts crafty.
She's crafty. There's so many great things that Amy's been involved. The two of you, I didn't know you knew each other.
For years. For
years. And
I mean, like among best friends, like seriously.
You're working on a fun project, a textbook about approximate math. What am I missing here? Did I get it right?
So I've been working with a dumb idea for years, and for some reason
that doesn't sound like you.
I know, it's so out of character.
and the reason why Amy's involved is because Amy's the one who always laughs at it the hardest.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
I used to do a routine when I would do the occasional comedy show or stand up show about really defining like approximate math, like a few, what a couple is versus what a few is.
Yes, because we had the conversation where I said a couple once and you were like, no, that's a few. Like that we got into it and not into it like we were fighting, but I was like, wait, you think a couple is this? And
So I've been teaching at Northeastern Illinois University lately, teaching communication. So I thought that it would be kind of fun to clarify those terms, but as stupidly as possible. So we've got my friend Tina, who's going to do the photography, Tina Smothers, and I think we've got my friend Chris Hauser from Actual Murderers playing. It's going to be like photographs in a textbook with all the words, and she's going to be the one who's learning approximate math, and Chris is going to be the one who's stuck to the old math, and I'm going to be the professor.
All right, we're looking
forward to it. Because my face is a cartoon, so we're going to use your face.
All right, let's play the worst. 312-981-7200. Of course, text already coming in tonight. You can join in. We're playing for prizes tonight, but we start the way we start every week here on The Worst with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, what's the worst, buddy?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
Trying to find the garbage can at someone else's house. Is it hidden? Is it under the sink? Which drawer?
You start getting into this a private business.
Yeah. Pulling over everything in the kitchen.
Did I just throw it into recycling? Come on.
Oh, yeah. That's always the hard part, too, like to decipher their recycling.
It always just goes in my pocket when I'm in somebody else's house. I got a coat full of tin cans. Yeah, tin cans, by the way. Not aluminum ones.
Got a napkin full of I don't know what I ate.
Exactly. Yeah.
I get it.
All right. That's good. That's a great way to start. Amy, what do you got for the worst this week?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
Having to work for money. Come on.
Come on.
Why can't we all just be independently wealthy?
Yeah, right?
Wake up when we want to wake up, not have to wake up early. Like, I shouldn't have to get up ever. Like, I should just naturally wake up in the morning.
That's exactly why they came up with Obamacare. And that was really it for the people who didn't
really
want to
work.
That's
why
they hate it. Right. That's why they hate it.
That's why they hate it. Guess what? That's why I love it.
That's good.
Chris, what do you got? What's the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
The worst is it's when you're having this great dream about something going really well in your life, everything's going great, and then you wake up in your own stupid life. Isn't that disappointing?
That's such a Churchillism, as I say.
Like, you ever, like, I love my wife. I've been married to her for 20 years now coming up. But I promise you I've had entire relationships with other people in a dream. And then I wake up and go, oh, yeah, I live in this apartment.
This is my life.
I'm not Madonna's husband. You know, whatever.
This is not my beautiful wife.
Right.
This is not my beautiful house.
Letting the days go by. Exactly.
The worst is good dreams.
That's
what you're saying.
Yeah, the worst is good dreams. Exactly. Because you have to wake up into your regular life.
We were talking right before the segment started about the worst. good. Get that out there.
Okay.
The worst is cashless places that are now cashless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Across the way, we were talking about the tea company that today I went in. I had exact change, Amy. I finally had I pulled it out. It's one of those days that's a miraculous thing where you pull out and you're like, wow, I have $2.80. I have exactly what it's going to cost to get a cup of coffee over there. I'm like, this is a brilliant day. Like the world has aligned. And I put the money and some dribblings, whatever else was in my pocket, rent and whatever, in this in the person's hand. And they're like, yeah, you can have this junk back. I don't even know what this is. We're a cashless place.
Were you like, this is U.S. currency, ma'am, or sir,
right?
Or whatever you decide to go by.
What are you doing?
Why aren't you taking my U.S. currency?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I should call somebody. I should call the U.S. currency people.
Oklahoma,
the
come
treasurer
on.
Or
like,
something.
For real.
Yeah, somebody's in charge of making sure
money gets
spent.
I think the Federal Reserve needs to be on the line now.
I don't understand because I just remember that whole thing about $2 bills or a stamp and that you could use a stamp because it's a actual tender. Like, all these kind of things are protective of currency.
Mistake.
And I just feel like someone just decided at some point where they're like, nah, we'll just use cards. You can't do that, right?
I don't think you can.
I feel like it's like when you're in a cab and they're like, oh, we don't take credit cards. I feel like it's the same for cash only.
Shouldn't there be like one guy that works at a place that only takes cards who has to accept money from you and he pays with the card for you later, at cash out at the end of the night?
But it also like makes me nervous because so many people, like, you know, all those people that don't know how to write or even do cursive anymore, is it that they don't know how to count the money? Is that where we're at?
My son is 10 years old and I wonder, I mean, they did the coin.
Yeah.
lesson, the one day on coins, what's a quarter and what's a nickel. But it did feel pretty obsolete. Like, it did feel when you're like, tell us
what wasn't even
like
you were
cents.
Giving him a silver Kennedy. You know what I mean? Like, you were like, this is a dime. Like, you might see this one day. Quarter. You're going to live alone, have an apartment. Guess what? You're going to need to know what these are, big guy.
Well, he knows quarters because when he goes to the Home Depot, he'll always be like, Dad, can I get a quarter? Because they have the gumball machine, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's very interesting that he will say, hey, Dad, give me a quarter. And I'll be like, I don't have one. And he'll be like, no, you have them in the car. And I'm like, not anymore. Everything is now
it's an iPass
and all that kind of stuff. I go, I'm not collecting the coins there anymore to put it there. And then you pop it open and there is one. You're like, oh, except for right now. Here you go.
Yikes.
Right.
Telling you, I will. Sorry.
No, I have a big pile. I have a big pile of change.
Yeah.
Actually, being married we actually have several piles of change in different jars, different mason jars, because we like mason jars. Anyway, but I'm trying to get rid of these without taking them and pay the 10% at the.
But if you go to the Coinstar and you get the Amazon gift card, you get the full amount.
I'm not giving Jeff Bezos any more of my money.
Amazon is the reason they don't take cash.
I'm trying to every day gradually pay down a little bit more of that change off that mountain, and I go over here to try and give them my change, and they don't even want my money.
And I was going
to
say as well, I had this issue where I brought one of my mason jars of coins to the local bank, and they said, we don't do that service. We will not count this
which
money for you.
Which is ridiculous.
You know, all right.
Yeah.
Legal tender conversation part of the worst is over. Chris Churchill and Amy Sumter in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to your texts and calls. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. Stay with us. Playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. We're going to get to the text. Amy Sumter and Chris Churchill are in studio tonight. Our panel of judges. And we are ready to get to the texts. There's a lot that have come in, so let's get to them here. Why don't we start with 773 that says, the worst is when you pay for parking, and then when you come back to your car, and you have a ticket before the time ran out.
Because
how is that possible?
How do you complain? How do you prove it? Like, how much documentation do you have to prove that?
You could take pictures of your cell phone, but then you have to contest the ticket with proof. So now you just created work for yourself, even though you paid.
Yeah,
you
know? That's exactly why you have an app.
Exactly.
Is to not have to do all that.
Exactly. I would just think that there'd be, not unlike when you go to Uber or Lyft, and something goes wrong and you can contact them and they're quickly because of customer service, they're like, yo man, that's cool, we'll give you your money back or whatever. Like, if it gets to the point where you have to actually start dealing with the city to get that ticket rescinded, that's terrible.
That's
I get like a real like justice thing going. I get so
vigilante.
Like, I have to go see a therapist when something like that happens. This is not right,
you know? You'll love this one. I had this happen to me, and this is an old, I feel like this is right on the line where society breaks down. This is where we lose it. Came out, I was doubled right around here. I was getting a coffee. It came out, and there was a ticket writer right by my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm here. I got the coffee. And she gives me a wink like, all right, you're good. I get 2 months later, I get a ticket in the mail. Not a ticket, a notice saying that I did not pay the ticket.
Oh, my.
Is it
which
double?
I never received. Yes, it was double. But my point being that I never. She never gave it
to you.
Yes.
Right.
That's happened to me before.
That's
I got a red
crazy.
Light ticket, and I'd moved. And by the time it got to me, they're like, this is your like second or third yeah. notice. And I was like, I never no, got that not. First notice. Yeah.
I just feel like the, no. I just always, I, maybe it's an old wives' tale. I don't know that the if they don't give you the ticket,
exactly.
it doesn't count.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. I know, you, I think you and I have talked about this before where there's this thing where they boot you on Wednesday. And then the next day they come around, like they boot everybody right before the no parking here. Restriction yeah. so they can ticket you for that immediately afterwards.
Yeah, they give you both.
Yeah.
That's the same like when you get towed. You get towed and you got a ticket on top of it.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Let's keep going here.
We're so angry. It's not even funny. We're so angry.
708 says, the worst are people who use duct tape as a form of car repair.
No, that's the best.
I think that's smartest. I was behind a Benz last night that had it on the corner and I couldn't tell until I got real close. And I was like, I'd set my hat off to you, sir.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. But most of the time, the very organized or deliberate duct tape people, they're fine. Mm-hmm. It's the people that are disorganized or you know, just not, it doesn't look good.
You're like, after like somebody has a car accident, they're trying to do body work with different tinted clear tape, you know? Well, I'll put the orange up here because it would be orange, the red down here because that's where the
they're trying
brake light's supposed
to be. Car.
Yeah, trying to contour it. Cheekbones.
All right, moving on. 708 says, let's see here, I lost it here. The worst is having, this is Mary, the worst is having Against the Wind by Bob Seger running through my mind.
That is pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
I'm not a huge Bob Seger fan in general, so it just, there are parts of the song you want to sing over and over again, but just because it it hurts you, you know?
Uh-oh.
We're just now, for in honor of Mary, we're just going to play this on a loop throughout the entire worst tonight.
Good night, Justin. We'll see you next time you call us in.
No, we'll continue. We'll just keep
Justin
the music on.
Like, become you're the worst. I love it.
708 says, we reuse the paper bags from the grocery store in our kitchen trash can. And the worst is when the bottom of the paper bag breaks on the way to the large can in the garage. Like, it soaks through. That is gross.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of those things you need to work on yourself about. Yeah. You can plan that better.
Well, I live where I have a duplex.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I always fear that if I take the garbage out, and my biggest fear in life, it's really my biggest fear in life, that there's going to be a hole in the bag and it's going to leak down the stairs because it's carpeting down to the...
Oh, carpeting.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It hasn't happened, but it's my biggest fear.
Oh.
And there's other things, you know, just mortality just fear in general.
Yeah. Yeah,
but this one takes the cake.
Yeah.
Well, with me and my wife, we have birds. We have parrots, right? And they have they have their bird toys, like most people do.
Yeah, right.
And they have their bird toys. And every so often, we're coming up the stairs, and we're like, how did this piece of bird toy get onto the second floor landing? We don't live here, you know? And I know exactly. And I'm like, for some reason, we feel like we're an imposition on people because we have birds. So then when we see a piece of a bird toy on the stairs, it's like, they're going to evict us, you know?
They know it was us.
That's it, Chris. You know what? You and your birds, you gotta go. It's like the beginning
you
of
and your bird toys all over the landings.
All right, 630 says, the worst is forgetting to record my favorite show and then having to watch it on demand and not being able to fast forward through all the political BS.
What political BS happens
no,
on demand?
No, but that is something that's the worst
ads?
Yeah. Is
really?
That the political ads are now on like the Hulu.
Terrible.
Yeah,
yep.
That
I'm sorry
is
for
the
you,
worst.
Person.
Yeah.
So you know what?
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can't run away anymore.
You can't, and you're absolutely right. If you have to sit through like six of those, and they will do six of them in a row.
Oh,
hey,
man.
It's awful.
I was watching, I forgot what I was watching. It was Atlanta. So Atlanta is on FX, right? And I didn't tape it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. It didn't tape. I love it. I'm so 43. I'm like, I didn't tape it.
It didn't even faze me. Yeah. And then like halfway through it, I was like, lady in her 40s. I was like, we're not supposed to say that word anymore.
Can't say that anymore. But I realized that they have just the unwritten rule of the on demand was that there'd be less commercials.
Right.
Three commercials, maybe. Maybe two.
But
sometimes.
Like those three commercials, though, are like 5 minutes a piece. You know what I mean?
The Atlanta, the FX, full on. Seven. I count seven each break. Yep. They are full on. They're like, everyone wants to watch
full
the show.
Full on commercials.
You are going to get it like it is on regular TV now.
They're like, listen up, 40-year-olds.
Yes. Well, sometimes I like
to 2018, we're there. We have. Mm-hmm. We were always worried about when was On Demand going to catch up. Now they're like, we got you. And you're going to get full commercials on this.
Well, sometimes I like to put the earphones on when I go to bed at night and listen to YouTube, like meditation, like binaural beats and stuff. I love that stuff, right? Okay. But it always starts with an ad for something.
Wix.com.
And then like, yeah, and then like you're an hour in and suddenly you wake up to like cat's bot litter, you know. You know,
does he think he is?
Oh, and bashing.
I was just out of my body just a second ago, and now you're bringing me back with that.
The most local Cook County race talking about the NRA, and you're like, All right, we've got a lot to do tonight. 815 says the worst is realizing you need to use the bathroom right after you've finally gotten comfortable in bed. That's a classic worst. That one shows up.
I'm afraid that continues, and you'll get used to it.
Right? And 630, we'll take a break after this, but 630 says the worst must be, this Jerry, he says must be poor mid-school students trying to memorize the president's cabinet members for an upcoming social studies test.
That's a good one, Jerry. I like that one.
All right, much more here. 312-981-7200. Amy Sumter and Chris Churchill are here, and we are playing the worst. The second half coming up. There's still a lot of prizes on the line, so stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. My people's come first. When words come, the words come, the words come, the words my people's come first.
Amy Sumter, Chris Churchill in studio. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. A ton of text to get to. Amy, of course, one of the great comedians with the Cates, which you can see at the bookseller at Lincoln Square. Full of stand-up plays all over the place. Chris is going to be with Sketch Revolution at Under the Gun coming up here, as well as some other stuff. On April 29th, you're doing a fake tour of Chicago.
Absolutely. I figured after 20 years of doing real tours of Chicago, I would give whoever wanted a completely nonsensical, completely fictitious tour of downtown Chicago.
I love it.
Yes.
Good. April 29th.
With
just literally. Be anywhere. Be on the street corner.
It's going to be at the Haymarket. We're going to start at the Haymarket at 6 o'clock that Sunday night. And talk to Don Hall and David Himmel. Get them in here again. Ask them questions.
Ask them questions. Yeah. Okay, good. 312-981-7200. The worst, 773 says, is sitting on a train with 50 empty seats around you and the guy sits next to you with garlic breath and smelling like he hasn't bathed in 2 weeks.
Mm. I feel like that's assault.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. 630 says, the worst is when you have to be on medical diet for 2 weeks before a procedure, eating nasty food that only makes you want to die. And after being on the diet for 2 weeks, the day before the scheduled procedure, can you guess? They call and say they have to cancel. Next available is in a week, so you have to do the nasty diet for another week.
That is, now that's bad. That's real bad.
That's bad,
that's
right?
Ugh. All right. What's nasty about that diet? I want more specifics.
Yeah, right.
Because like if it's just eating like vegetables and stuff, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, come
we
on.
We can all do that, okay?
But maybe it's all boron supplements.
But it's like drinking barium every night, like if you have to drink barium every night, barium. Like I feel for you.
Yeah, right.
630 says the worst is having a coworker or even worse, your boss, who tell you they quit smoking and then continually ask, almost begging you for a cigarette.
That's when cigarettes become $10 a piece.
I remember the late Del Close, when we would take his class. He wasn't smoking officially. He never had cigarettes, but he would walk from table to table, putting a quarter on the table and taking people's cigarettes.
A quarter?
There you go.
Yep.
That's a Chicago tradition to have a Del Close story.
I think it is.
There you go, buddy. Yeah. That's
awesome. Thank you. Am I a Chicagoan now, Justin?
Chicago.
21 years.
It took 21 years, but you're in. 847 says, the worst is when my husband throws the head of a dirty string mop that I just washed the floor with into the washer with our regular laundry.
I'm sorry, honey.
My underwear ends up smelling like Mr. Clean.
Ooh, yeah, that's bad news. Wait, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean the stuff or Mr. Clean the guy?
I think Mr. Clean the stuff.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Hopefully the guy.
He seems cool, doesn't he? He seems like he smells
he's
great.
He's gotten real hot lately.
Yeah, lately.
I know he's a cartoon, but, you know.
He's a good-looking cartoon, I'm not going to lie.
Desperate older lady looking for, looking for love in all those dirty mop areas.
That's a new commercial they're working on. New ad line. 708 says, the worst is when you travel through Indiana and you try to figure out what time it is.
Oh, that is the worst.
Yeah.
That is
it's
the worst.
It's so strange to think we're that close to the Eastern time yes. zone that it zips in and out.
I was going to say, why, but they don't even change, do they? They just they hold to it, right? Don't they?
Yeah, but they have because areas they have a, it gets strange because there's part of Indiana that's in the central time zone, that's Chicago, yeah. that will turn over with daylight saving. So if you're in Northwest Indiana, Valpo, yeah. Those kind of areas, you're on Chicago time.
I'm already upset at what Indiana's doing to us right now in the studio. Like, we're having this discussion.
because don't even get started with booze on Sundays. They now...
Yeah, they could do that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they can do that now.
My band played out in South Bend recently, and they were already really excited because they're like, next Sunday we get to drink. I was like, what? They also lined up for the bar.
Really?
It was weird. Like, there was a line... At the bar. Yeah, that's it was weird. Sorry, Indiana.
Sunday morning.
You were very good to me, but come on.
I don't know if Chicago does this or not because I'm not that much of an avid Sunday morning drinker. But do they still do the thing where you can't buy booze time on
until
Sundays?
Until like noon or something like that?
Because I think because I used to bartend at a restaurant, and we could start serving at 10 because we serve more food than booze.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think like bars and,
You know where it only affects you is going to a Bears game.
Yeah.
Because you would go down to the South Loop and you'd be at the South Loop Club.
Oh,
and
sure.
Yeah. Like, we got coffee.
No.
I didn't come to this bar at 9 for coffee.
Come on, give me a little Bailey's and my coffee. Come on.
And everyone's at Kitty O'Shea's right now.
Right.
Everyone.
All right, 708 says the worst is after waiting in line for 15 minutes at the Jewel, realizing you forgot something very important and with 10 people behind you.
Mm.
Oh, that is the worst.
That's rough. Or when your wife texts you from the parking lot when you're walking to your car after having bought everything.
Yes.
I love you, Kathy.
I think Kathy's going to ask for a divorce after
she's got
today.
A lot of,
Well, she's Sicilian. She's not going to ask for a divorce. She's a real till death do us part kind of girl.
224 says the worst is being a dystopian writer right now. I've had to rewrite sections of my work several times in the past year. Maybe I should just write kids' books instead.
Dystopian kids' books would be fantastic.
630 says the worst is leaving Facebook when you're sick of seeing all the BS you don't care about, only to have people who posted that stuff start sending you it in group text instead.
Yeah, my wife, again, with my wife, she told me to stop telling her what was on Facebook because that's the reason why she's not on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sorry.
I can actually hear her saying that.
Yeah.
When I last year, I took Facebook off my phone, right?
Yeah.
And I went on a spring break.
Okay.
And it was family went to California. I talked about it on the show that I didn't have my, so I didn't log into Facebook for whatever it was, 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
By the fourth day, they were sending me emails.
Oh, no.
They send you, hey, you know what you're missing? And they start to get real clever and
I didn't know they did that.
Did you see your friend Chris Churchill said .. And then you got to click through if you want to click through. They were like hardcore selling me to come back.
Wow, that's nuts. I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah, so they do not like it when you try to, when you don't log
in. Don't you feel trapped in right now with all these things? Yeah,
I do. It's a little scary,
it's
right?
Creepy. Yeah.
All right, so.
It's bad enough that your phone is listening to you
and
that the phone knows what I want to look up. You know what I mean? The phone knows that I'm a terrible speller.
Like, why
so when I was spelling Tribune Tower, I didn't spell it correctly because I have giant thumbs, right?
Right?
And it was like, do you mean Tribune Tower? And I was like, goo, how does it, know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What if you're in a hurry, like having an emergency, and you're trying to text somebody something really important, and you keep getting auto-corrected to something stupid? And you
have, that always happens to me.
I could have saved this poor child if you hadn't replaced the word ducking the whole time.
Yeah, I've never wanted to say ducking. Never.
Never, ever.
Think about it. The auto-correct is saving society by cutting down on our texting swear words. So...
No, because I'll go back. I'll go back and correct it multiple times.
I will.
Okay.
You're going to learn this, Siri.
We're going to learn this. You're going to learn this.
It's amazing because I saw Tig Notaro, and she had a bit about how she actually didn't know how to spell diarrhea. Literally, you just have to say D-I-A, and it just pops up. And you're like, this phone knows.
309 says, the worst is trying to get away with the walk of shame while carrying your CPAP machine.
Whoa.
Oh.
That's garbage. That's fake. That's a comedy bit, right?
That's a bit, right?
It can't be a walk of shame, like if you knew ahead of time that you were staying over.
Yeah, why'd you bring your CPAP?
Three kinds of worsts.
Okay.
There's the worst that is humorous, that you're like, that's awesome that happened to you. That's hilarious. Good observation.
Yeah.
There'll be the real worst, like I have cancer. You'll get those where you're like, that's the worst. Ugh. Literally, that's you played the game, right? And then there's a third that are like, I have a joke.
Yeah, I made this up.
And I'm going to nail it.
I made it.
Those are the three kinds of worsts.
Yep.
The worst is when it snows in March after we just changed the time. My brain feels scrambled.
Hmm.
That is true.
That is true, yeah.
Okay, let's
I was actually very surprised by the snow today because it was not pretty supposed cool, though, to snow.
But it was cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was neat.
773. Well, this is a good one. The worst is when jury duty notice begins on the first day of my new job. Could you imagine that?
Wow.
That is the worst. Like, if you're like, I got a new job, I'm looking forward to it, I can't come in Monday.
Yeah.
Or possibly ever for the next 16 weeks.
I was a standby juror for my 40th birthday. Literally. Oh. And I've been inside of seven. Yeah. I know, seven courtrooms already. Mm-hmm. Most people have never ever will
no,
see one.
I've barely
been inside
of
seven courtrooms. Wow. So I've gotten jury duty more times than anybody else.
Do you get picked for the jury?
I got picked once, and then they did federal. I got called for federal. And when they put me in the box and they were asking questions, like, I got so nervous. And like, people are always like, say this, say that, then they won't choose you. I'm like, no, that doesn't. They're doesn't smarter they than that, you know? Mm-hmm. But that was right when, like, Harry Potter had been released. It's okay. Like, what do you do? And I was like, I like Harry Potter. And then later on, I realized, I was like, oh my God, they totally thought I was slow. Like,
they're like, all right, you gotta go.
That's yeah, cool. Like, I was like, I got excused because they thought I was slow. And then I was like, ah, cool, HP all the way, yo. So, yeah, it was pretty embarrassing, but.
That is embarrassing.
I feel for you, Jerry.
I will
Duty
say,
man.
I have person. Always heard that about the, you know, what you can say.
Oh, sure.
You know, yeah, you gotta be careful because they're onto you.
They're onto you. All the real key, if you really just want to, if you're straight up looking for lies, just say you're a journalist. They don't like journalists.
Oh.
And or just say not. You have diarrhea chronically. You don't have to spell it. You don't have to spell it.
Well, I have this lucky streak of just like backing into or out of situations accidentally. I mean, I've actually like almost been shot before and all these, and it's all because I'm an idiot. Like, I one time stopped and talked to a guy and asked him if he was okay. It turned out I was blocking him with my trolley. The guy on the other side had a mask and a gun, and me stopping and asking if he was okay, guy drove off through the stockyards and lived to fight another day.
Oh.
And I
shut the front door.
And the trolley driver behind
classic
me was really
Churchill.
Mad at me.
This
yeah.
is classic Churchill.
Classic Churchill. Almost yeah, getting shot in the stockyards.
I almost got shot, but I just had a conversation and everything's okay. That's
yep,
classic
I'm
Churchill.
I'm naive. Yeah.
Chris Churchill, Amy love Sumter it. In studio tonight. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Still got a lot of texts to get through. And we will come back and we will pick the winners tonight. Who's going to get the tickets to the Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo, the Desktop Indoor Weather Station, and the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. So stay with us.
It's going down.
That is the worst. Wow, that's, you know, no one wants to hear that. I had Professor Al Genie on tonight. They used Stephen Hawking as an example in, about aging and how.
Oh, that's terrible.
How old was he?
In his 70s by now, though. He outlasted all the experts like said he would live, you know.
That's
whatever
amazing.
I was trying to put together.
No,
there.
But that's amazing. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it really is.
I hope that the stories of that are fake news.
I hope
think
so
that's
too.
The case.
I don't think so either.
So we'll find out coming up to the 11 o'clock hour. Eric will have more on the possible death of Stephen Hawking. Wow. All right, crazy. So we continue to play the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. We got a couple of worst that we think are front runners. Amy Sumter and Chris Churchill are in studio tonight. Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going. 773 says the worst are goodbye cakes and pink slips at the White House. Mm. Yeah, I guess so.
That sounds like a bit.
773.
Is it the worst?
Here we go. The worst. No, non-alcoholic drinks.
Mm.
Yeah. I had a segment lined up at one point. I was really interested, and it just kind of fizzled, but no pun intended, about that there's a whole new craze about mocktails.
Yes.
That like the cocktail craze has turned into, this would be great without alcohol.
But I feel like it'd be great with all the alcohol. You know what I mean?
It sounds like a bunch of people who are wanting to remain infants to me.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. If you have a problem, that's wonderful that you can, you know, go out with your friends and enjoy a beverage as well. But I know, like, there are a lot of alcoholics, though, that are like, we're not supposed to have mocktails because then it's sort of...
Yeah, it makes you think of it.
It's on your lips, right?
Yeah.
No, but I would be down with that. I mean, the biggest thing for me would be price point. If they were like, this is an awesome, cool
watermelon
thing for $4, I'm like, sold.
Yeah, but then if they're like, this is a, you know, come from the hills of Hawaii, and
that's $14.
I'm like, you know what, if it's $14, it better make me. Yeah.
All right. 773 says out-of-town visitors. Well, it depends.
It depends.
Who they are.
Yeah. 309 says us downstaters prefer to call it Central Time, not Chicago Time. That's
a pet peeve.
Because I say with Indiana, they go by Chicago Time. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, Central. That was a little. That was a sore spot we had.
Yeah. 773 bridesmaid dresses.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen a good one. Yeah. Ever. And I drive trolleys for a living. Yeah. I've never seen a good bridesmaid.
Even when
dress.
You get to choose the one you get, it's still awful. Uh-huh. I once bought one and it was $99, but the alterations were $175.
Oh no!
Come on.
That's no good.
That's the worst.
This is a good one. 847. The worst is when you visit a doctor's or lawyer's office and they give you a key to use their bathroom and there's a stuffed animal attached to it.
Because that's, what's on that stuffed animal?
That's married. No, that's so great.
It's like, a teddy bear full of fecal matter.
We're really, yeah. really worried this key's going to get stolen, right? So you put a koala bear on there? Like, that seems so dumb.
Just put an old
phone. I'm not concerned about the fecal matter part of it. I'm just concerned, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Why are you no faith in humanity that you're making a huge, if you put a stuffed animal on the keychain?
Be better if they had to, like, roll something. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Wagon behind them.
You know?
773 says IRS notice from taxes due 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
I get that all the time. What's she worried about?
Yeah. You just ignore that. You just flush it down the toilet. Yeah, I never got it.
I flush everything.
Waking up a few minutes before your alarm goes off and having to wait for the inevitable.
Ooh, that is the worst.
That is the worst.
513 says, I would like to be a bus driver when he had to smell someone that told you he didn't take a bath for 6 months and he smells like dead cat. I work in Cincinnati. I don't know what's going on.
What?
That was an odd sentence.
Sorry.
I like you out there.
Sometimes you get halfway into the text and you're like, oh, ew. I shouldn't have started this.
Dead cat.
Especially towards the end and trying to get everything in. 847 says... the worst when you're in a two-lane road going 55 and the car at the cross street does a fast stop, pulls out in front of you, and then goes 40 miles per hour.
That is the worst.
I hate that person.
Or the people that think you're psychic and they don't use the turn signal, or that you know they're coming, but then they won't commit. And
there's a whole lot of no turn signal in this town, I've noticed.
Come on.
Yeah. I would say you probably have stories of a lot of cars trying to really taking advantage of the trolley.
Oh, well, you know, because, well, I don't get mad, though, because we're going 2 miles an hour out there. If you want to zip around me, that's fine. I'll just make a joke about you and get more money from tips later.
Yeah.
You know? That's all.
But the worst, though, was when you'd be driving the free trolley back in the day, and the cab would just, like, pull in front of you, cut you off, and then slam on the brakes.
And then everyone falls down.
And then everybody, all you would hear is shopping bags, like, boom. And you're like, oh, everyone's going to die.
All right, we got some good stuff coming up here. 630, the worst people who collect wine corks.
That's
a good one.
Am I related to some of those people? I'm not sure.
This is a good one, man. The worst is when you mean to text your friend with benefits all the things you want to do, but accidentally text your boss.
Oh.
Who shares the same name. That could be real.
That could be, definitely. Yeah, I bet that happened to that person, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put that on the list.
630 says, I know this happened to most of us. The worst is pulling into the ATM drive-thru, so you patiently wait, and then after 2, 3, 5 minutes or even more, the car finally just drives away in front of you.
What? Oh, I see. I'm picturing it.
Right. The worst is being nominated by your boss to do work carpool for your fellow coworker who has a couple of DUIs and a breathalyzer on his car.
No, he's fired. That guy's fired.
Yeah, no.
If he drives a trolley, yes.
Yeah, of course
he does it. You know,
this is the frame through which I'm viewing this.
Right.
That guy's fired. He can't come to my job.
That guy doesn't have more job for him.
This is such a strange one. The worst. Okay, I know we're getting closer to the end here, and I feel like we're in okay territory with the FCC. So I think this is dirty, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I love it.
The worst is when your esthetician has a grudge that you're late.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And spites you by leaving half Brazilian done undone and charges you full.
Oh.
Oh.
That's
a half a Brazilian seems like...
That's not a Brazilian, then.
No, well, no.
That's not a Brazilian.
But then you got charged for a Brazilian.
Is it like... Left side only?
I don't know. Or maybe like
crevices
still.
Can we say crevices? We can say crevices, right?
Because the closer you get to...
Once you get to after 10 o'clock. All right, I got some prizes to give away. We got the desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. We got a pair of tickets to the Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo at April 21st and 22nd at Plumbers Hall in Chicago's West Loop. Sample artisan chocolates and food and see demos on wine and food pairings. Get tickets at chocolatewineandspiritsexpo.com. And, of course, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right. Third place, going to get the desktop indoor weather station, is going to be 708, who says the worst is when you travel through Indiana and you try to figure out what time it is.
Yeah, yep. There it is.
It is. Yeah,
it's not time to get ill.
Is it Chicago time?
Okay. Oh. All right.
Second place is going to get a pair of tickets to the Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo on April 21st and 22nd at Plumbers Hall. And that's going to go to Mary. The worst is when you visit a doctor or lawyer's office and they give you a key to use the bathroom and there's a stuffed animal attached to it.
That's pretty bad, yeah.
From now on, I'm just putting shovels.
There you go.
Put them to work.
And of course, the Lou Malnati's gift certificates going to our first place tonight, 630. The worst is forgetting to record my favorite show and then having to watch it on demand and not being able to fast forward through all the political ads. That is
perfect
for right now.
Yes.
Chris Churchill, Amy Sumter, I can't thank you guys enough for playing the worst tonight. Amy as part of the Cates at the Bookseller. Chris is part of Sketch Catch Revolution up at Under the Gun. You guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.